soku izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu kustudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 24 Mphalakazi 2021 uProphet Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Dingakala nje umuntu wathinga okuyimaski kwakho okuncane okungafikile edola abe sevala. Ngokwenza nje into encane kanjalo uyakwazi ukubangela ukuhlisa ama-infection ngama-thousands ama-infections ngoba ukwazi ukuziphatha ngendlela njani elungile. So okuncane oyena esikwenza ukwenze.
Lanxa inani labatholakala bele COVID-19 zisehla, elabalahlekelwa ngumphefumulo liqhubeka likhuphuka.
Thina siyakhona abengayi labesendlala. Awula business la. Amabhasi maningi kakhulu asilamali. Sajala nama-100 rand. Amaposi asithupha futhi asithathela imali.
Iningi labantu bakobulawayo lokho lisendleleni emabhasini loba ezimoteni bedinga ukuyadlalela ikhisimusi ekhaya. Kule viki kuhlelo Woza Friday sihlangabeza usuku lwekhisimusi. Lo mculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo uMpilo Dube ehamba leqembu lakhe le-The Family Praise Music. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Ngenxa yenani labatholakala bele COVID-19 lisehla eZimbabwe, elabalahlekelwa ngumphefumulo liqhubeka likhuphuka. Kunje bengamashumi amabili lasikhombisa 27 abalahlekelwe yimpilo ekutshoneni kwelanga layizolo. Okukhweze inani lasebebulewe yileli gciwane kwabazinkulungwane eziphansi kwezinhlanu 4855 lokhe lolu bhubhane loqhamukayo eZimbabwe ngombimbitho nyakenye. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abezempilakahle bathi leli nani selikhuphulwa yikuyekethisa kwabantu ekulandeleni iziqondiso zokuzivikela ngesikhathi ilizwe libhekane lolu hlobo olusabalala lula olwe-Omicron. Umsekeli kamphathintambo wezempilakahle uDr. John Mangwiro uxwayisa uzulu ukuba azinakekele lokuzilondoloza okwesibanga esiphezulu.
Maintaining optimal hand hygiene. We all know that.
Sibone ukuba izandla zethu zihlanzekile isikhathi sonke ngokwesibanga esiphezulu. Sonke siyazi ukuba izandla zethu zilakho ukusabalalisa imikhuhlane eminingi kakhulu.
Okugcizelelwe ngudokotela Mandela Ncube, yena osekusigaba sakugcina sokuphutsha izifundo zakhe e-University of Zimbabwe.
Dingakala nje umuntu wathinga okuyimaski kwakho okuncane okungafikile edola abe sevala. Ngokwenza nje into encane kanjalo uyakwazi ukubangela ukuhlisa ama-infection ngama-thousands ama-infections ngoba ukwazi ukuziphatha ngendlela njani elungile. So okuncane oyena esikwenza ukwenze.
Unkosikazi Sindiso Mdlongwa wakobulawayo uveza ukukhathazeka ngalesi simo.
Sabe silefie ukuthi siyavakatshela nalezihlobo ezabezila kwamanye amazwe. Ngoba abanye bakhona abavaccinethwanga and asisalaleli imithetho esiyiphiwe. Akusela social distance, akusela kugqoka imaski, asisasebenzisi nge-sanitizer.
Sebephezu kwenkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili, 201,344, asebatholakala bele coronavirus selokhu lolu bhubhane lwaqhamukayo nyakenye. Abedlula kancinyane inkulungwane ezilikhulu lengxenye babo 151,309 ngababa lenhlanhla yokusinda kulomkhuhlane kuthi abafika phose inkulungwane ezinhlanu babo 4,855 balahlekelwa ngumphefumulo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumelvis Gama.
Abantu bakobulawayo lokhe lisendleleni loba emabhasini ezimoteni bedinga ukuyadlalela ikhisimusi ekhaya lokulinda unyaka omutsha bendawonye labomndeni. Kungakhathalekile lokungamanga kuhle komnotho welizwe kanye lokukhwaza ngolaka kobhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Langa ubhubhane lwe-COVID-19 lokhu lukhwaza ngolaka, iningi labantu lokhu liphithizela. Sikhuluma nje bezama ukuthi liphuma ilanga kusasa, babe sebesekhaya ukuyahlanganela labomdeni ngekhisimusi, bemelela njalo ukuqhamuka kweminyaka, besamukela umnyaka omutsha bendawonye. Umchayeli wemota ezincane ezithwala abantu, umnumzana Methuseli Ncube, uthi yebo bayahamba abantu kodwa ibhizimusi liphansi.
Sina siyabona abenkayi la kusenta la. Akula bhizinisi la. Amabhasi maningi kakhulu asila mali. Sazi abantu ama-100 rand. Amaphoyisa asihlupha futhi asithathela imali.
Umnini webhasi umnumzana Samuel Shumba uvumelane lo Ncube.
Hayi, ukuhamba bayahamba kade abalutshwana. Bathi esikhumpedi yethu amanye ama-Christmas aleyiwesele abantu abaningi. Asikwazi ukuthi kuthi abantu abanamali kube kuyini. Hayi, business iphansi. Sijala ukuthi amanye amalanga i-24 abantu bayasala emarenkini, sizobathatha futhi i-25 manje akwakathesi yabona kulabana.
Isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo unkosikazi Phumuzile Ndlovu uthi kunzima ukuya ekhaya, wesaba ukubamba i-COVID-19.
Sesaba lokuphuma siye ebanganini siye esikhupha nje.
Iningi liphakathi kokuhamba, kuthi abanye sebefikile lapho abaya khona, sekuhlatshwe imbuzi, inkomo, inkukhu lokunye okuhlukeneyo. Abantu bekhangelele ukuthakazelela ilanga lakusasa lekhisimusi elithakazelelwa mhla zingama-25 ngompalakazi, elithakazelelwa ngamakholwa amaningi ngoba limumethe imbali eqinisa ukholo lwabo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikoBulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kunjalo nje uZulu ukuthezwa ukubana akhumbule abaswelayo ngalesi sikhathi sekhisimusi. Lokhu kuvele lapho kunikezwa intandane labagugileyo impahla zekhisimusi ngabenhlanganiso ye-Peace Charity Home enyandeni eGwanda North. Walbert Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Ekhuluma emcimbini wekhisimusi oqoqelwe intandane labagugileyo, uNkosazana Saneliso Dube, ongumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Peace Charity Home, uthi ukuqhamuka kwegciwane le-COVID-19 sekudale ukuqonga kwenani labantu abadinga usizo. Ngakho uZulu kumele akhumbule laba baleminwe emfitshane ngalesi sikhathi sekhisimusi.
Njengobona ukuthi i-COVID inje, abantu abaningi basendlaleni eningi kakhulu ngenxa yale COVID. So ngicabanga ukuthi lawathi sebedatshukelwe, hayi kule khisimusi, kuwumusa kaNkulunkulu kubo.
Okugcizelelwe uNkosazana Samukeliso Ncube othi lo mkhuhlane we-COVID suthiye sekulentandane eziningi ezidinga usekelo.
Abantwana sibabonile badatshukelwe, abaningi abalaluncedo abalutholayo, sibabone bejabula kakhulu xa kade benikezwa lezi zinto. So sicela ukuthi anyone ongakwanisa ukuthi athole anything afake la isandla.
Umnumzana John Moyo uthi njengezakhamizi bayawuncoma lo msebenzi.
Ngibona lakade ndinamkana ukuthi impahla kugcwele phandle akade izokunika abantu. Izipho siyazibonga.
Osakhulayo uShailene Mpofu uveze ujabulo okhulu ngemva kokuthola isipho sakhe.
Ngathi bekuncomeka kodwa basizile abantwaneni abahluphekayo ukuzinika izipho njengezigqoko lezicathulo.
Iningi lithi lonyaka ikhisimusi izadlula nje njengawo wonke amalanga ngenxa yokumamanzonzo kwezomnotho kanye lokuqhamuka kwegciwane le-coronavirus elidala ukuthi iningi lilahlekelwe imisebenzi. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngisenyandeni eGwanda North, ngu-Albert Ncube.
Loba nje iningi lezizalwane zeZimbabwe liye ekhaya ukuyadlalela ikhisimusi lezihlobo labangane. Abanye basele eGoli kwele South Africa ngesikhathi ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-Omicron kusidla amahabulo. UThuso Khumalo ukhuluma labeZimbabwe laba ngabazabe bekwenza kusasa ngekhisimusi.
Sekusela amahola ambalwa ukuthi luqale usuku lwekhisimusi kodwa kumemetheka ngesiqubu kohlobo legciwane lecorona i-Omicron kwele South Africa. Kuqhubeka kutundubeza injabulo yabeZimbabwe abaningi abazadlalela ikhisimusi eGoli. Abahlaselwa ligciwane le-Omicron ngosuku kwele South Africa badlalela kuzinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili around 20,000. Lokhu sekulethe uvalo kwabaningi njengoba ikhisimusi ijatshulelwa ngokuhlangana abantu bebaningi begida besidla lokunatha amanamunede lamanzi amponjwana. Isizalwane seZimbabwe njalo isikhulumeli sebandla lezaphu kwele South Africa umnumzana Kanisha Sinkala ngomunye wabangahambanga ekhaya ukuyakudla ikhisimusi lezihlobo labangane. Yena-ke uthi ikhisimusi yalonyaka bazayidlalela evalweni ngoba sekungenzeka ithi kuphela omunye esebanjwe i-corona.
Cela ukuthi abantu bazinanzelele kakhulu abantu bangazi-expose ukuthi bagcine belimala ama-mask sigqoke sikwazini ukuthi sisanitize senze konke okufaneleyo because asifuni ukuthi ithi kuphela ilokhu zeni i-festive season nalesi layo siluze abantu abaningi.
Nakwelinicela imbongo elodumo uBongani Ncube uthi uzayidlalela endlini lemuli yakhe njengoba phandle kungathi uzalele ingwe.
Yes, bengifisa ukuthi ngiphume out siyebo nabanye but because of this thing i-corona I'll spend my time with my family sihlele endlini. I will just enjoy. We have bought few drinks, sizoziphuzela sitshise inyama, we spend time endlini.
Umnumzana Credman Mkhwebu yena uthi bazayidla bevika i-corona akwenicele bezibuza ukuthi iyozala nkomoni ngonyaka ozayo njengoba uhulumende we-South Africa esemise kusebenza kumaphemithi ababewaphiwe.
Lo nyaka amphumelele ukuthi ngedla ikhisimusi lemuli yami labantwana ekhaya ngesizathu esiyazakala nje umhlaba wonke since kuhlasele i-COVID lapho. So ngiyesaba ukuthi mangagijima lapha into mangifike e-border gate angazi ngizahlangana nobani. Ngicine ngikutapile la mukugula noma ngisuke ngiklini ngicine namse ngifika ngithelela ifamily ekhaya. So nje ngiyasho lo nyaka ikhisimusi ngizazidlela ngiyi-one ngizidlalela endlini khonokweni lakho ngiyidleni lalo ngoba just nje ilanga eliyi-one.
Isikhulumeli senkosi ubulelani kamzilikazi umnumzana Bonman Khumalo uthi vele iningi ligcine lingasahambanga ekhaya hathi ngoba bengafuni kodwa ngenxa yemigoqo ye-corona.
Iningi labantu abahambanga naleso sizathu ukuthi babe bezwelelo elokuvalelwa okwensuku ezilithumi. Kukhona nje i-message evele enkosini ethi Happy Christmas esizweni sonke kungakhathalekile ukuthi abantu bakuphi. Iyaqonqosela inkosi ukuthi abantu abalandela imithetho yona le ebekwayo ukuvikela impilo zabo lama-families abo. Hayi, Happy Christmas.
Bakhona bathi abasalesabi igciwane le-corona ngakho bazazijabulela santando bengagqize qhakala. Labo asebehlatshiwe ijekiseni lokuvikela i-corona bathi lobanje bezayidla bezivikela ukwesaba kwabo unganeno. Uhulumende kwele South Africa ukhuthaza uZulu ukuthi enqabe ukuya emagigini alabantu abaningi njalo umuntu wonke aqhubeke elandela zonke indlela zokuzivikela ku-corona. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ngingutuso Khumalo.
Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela umsebenzi wokumelana lobhubhane lo-COVID-19 kanye ke lamalungiselelo okwamukela ikhefu lekhisimusi okulilanga lakusasa. Kwezemidlalo oyingukapteni weqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu uBenjani Marowaro uthi iligi yabasakhulayo aseyiqalile izathuthukisa kabanzi umdlalo wenguqu kweleZimbabwe. Intelele zindaba yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanju sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ikhuluma ngesikhathi evakatshele Highlanders Sports Club lapho kube kulo mcimbi wokubonga inkokheli yomdlalo wenguqu elodumo uNdumiso Gumede uMarowaro uthe kudala kwakule midlalo yabasakhulayo eyayidlalelwa ezakhiweni zikamasipala wedolobho lakoBulawayo ezibizwa kuthiwa kuseclub ezitholakala phose kuwo wonke amalokishi njalo yiyo acabangiye ukuyiphendukisa.
Ngikhule ngidlala kuligi yemidlalo yomphakathi engasadlalwayo kathesi njalo ngikubone kukuhle ukuba ngiphendukise leyo ligi. Lokhu ngikwenzela abantwana loba kungayisibo bodwa abazaphathiseka, kodwa mina ngifuna ukuba kube khona inhlelo ezokuthuthukisa umdlalo ngoba yizo ezingenze ngaba khona.
Iligi yeBenjani Marwari Community Youth League yethule kuZulu okusemthethweni ngeviki edlileyo edolobheni lakoBulawayo, lapho uMarwari ahle athatha ithuba lokutshengisa uZulu iqembu leMagwegwe City Football Club. Iqembu leMagwegwe City yilo elibingelakuqala ukubhalisa kuligi yeBenjani Marwari Community League, njalo kukhangelelwe ukuba amanye amalokishi lawo abumbi amaqembu azakuba yingxenye yayo leyi ligi. UMarwari uthi ufuna ukuqeda umkhuba wokukhangela abadlali
You know, in this country, the only one.
Kwelakithi kuqakathekiswa abadlali abavele sebeqeqetshiwe. Singananzeleli ukuba nxa singavele sehluleke ukuba lolonga kuhle besisebancane siyabe sesiyilahlile. Iligi leyi iza kuba lamaqembu angafika alitshumi lasithupha kumbe alitshumi lathoba mine mbili, njalo sifuna ukufundisa konke inkokheli, abonompende kanye labadlali.
UMarwari uqhubekele phambili wathi isifiso sakhe ngesokuthi ngokuhamba kwesikhathi iligi yakhe igcine isitholakala kumagumbi amane welizwe laseZimbabwe, njalo labadlali kanye lenkokheli bathole amathuba okuphuma bake baye kwamanye amazwe. Inhlanganiso ezisekela uhlelo lwakhe lolu ngezibalisa e-Adachi yase-Australia, yona ephathise ngamadola asemelika azinkulungwane ezingamashumi amahlanu eyenyaratso kanye leyemukuru. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, ngingu-Joseph Njanji.
Okwamanje wathi sike sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende kwele Melika. Ikhefu lekhisimusi elinanzwa mhlaka 25 Mpalakazi minyaka yonke likhefu eliqakathekileyo kumakholwa esiKristu, lapho abathakazelela ukuzalwa kwendodana kaNkulunkulu uJesu Kristu. Igama lokuthi Christmas libunjwa ngamabala amabili athi Christ leMass, okuyinkonzo yamakatoliki. Leli langa kodwa libikwa kungela bufakazi obucacileyo bokubana ngempela uJesu wazalwa ngalelo langa. Kodwa yomhlaka 25 Mpalakazi ubikwa wakhethwa eminyakeni engamakhulu amabili edluleyo zingcwethi zemfundiso yokholo lwesiKristu kumbe ezeBhayibhili ngaleso sikhathi ngomnyaka ka-221 AD. Kwathatha iminye iminyaka elikhulu kubana leli langa lemukeleke ngamakholwa wonke esiKristu emhlabeni jikelele ukuba likhefu lokunanza ukuza kukaJesu emhlabeni. Lokhu abanye bathi mhlawumbe lemukeleka kungenxa yokuba lisiba ngesikhathi sinye lapho ukuthakazelelwa khona ezinye izehlakalo zokholo lwesiKristu okufana lokunanza kwabohlobo lwamaRomans ikhefu ele Saturnalia kanye lele Dies Solis Invictionati, okutsho ukubana ukuzalwa kwelanga elinganqotshwayo, the day of the birth of the unconquered sun. Usuku lukamhlaka 25 Mpalakazi lwaqalisa ukukhanya embalini yempilo zabantu ngomnyaka ka-336 AD ngesikhathi sombuso kaConstantine, owaba umkhokheli wamaRomans wakuqala owayelikholwa lesiKristu, the first Christian Roman Emperor. Kuningi osokuthe kwaguquka kusukisela ngaleso sikhathi. Eminye yemikhubakhuba ngaleli langa ilahlwa kulondolozwa eminye kuze kube manje, okulenza libe likhefu eliqakathekiswa ngamazwe amaningi womhlaba. Umkhuba wokuphana izipho phakathi kwabomndeni labangane kubikwa kwaqala ngabo-15th century. Kuthi-ke ukufakwa ezindlini kwezihlahla zekhisimusi ezivuka zilezipho phansi kwazo, i-Christmas tree, kubikwa kwaqala ngomnyaka ka-1605. Okwamanje leli langa seliqakathekiswa ngumuntu wonke olikholwa labangasimakholwa, asebebeka phansi konke abakwenzayo batshone begwetshise labomndeni, ikakhulu abantwana labazukulu. Lolo-ke bekuludaba oluveza umbono kahulumende wele Melika.
Friday, my darling. What a Friday, um sebenzo povile. What a Friday, my sweetie. What a Friday, dinambaling pomile wena. We baba, gonzi magnong taba. We baba, long sebenzo povile.
Vigi, uhlelo Woza Friday, sihlangabeza usuku lwekhisimusi elakusasa silo mculo wengoma zomvumo wokholo uMpilo Dube ehamba leqembu lakhe ele-Family Friends Music. Bona-ke bacula bekoBulawayo. Asizweni bexoxa lomsakazi we-Studio 7 u-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Amazwe sebengene kuKhisimusi. Thina namhla sihlangabeza usuku lokuzalwa kuka Jesu Kristu sinentombi yakoDube.
Uzalwa esigodini eMswazi ngowesibili eMulini. Ngifunde eMswazi Primary School leMswazi High School. Ngiqale ezomculo ngo-2019. Igama engilisebenzisayo emculweni ngelithi Mpilo Dube and Family Praise Music.
Njengene kozomculo uMpilo. Pho yena unamadlalati amangaki?
I-album yami yokuqala ngiyenze ngo-2019, ibe titled isithi is time to praise. Ngiyenze lo Lurican as uproducer wengoma lezo. Phakathi kwe-album leyo yokuqala ingoma eyahluphayo ingoma ethi Ulobuvele. Lethi ngiyabonga, lethi animbonanga.
Njengabaculi bonke abaningi kukhona laye abamnika umdlandla kwamenza wafuna ukungena kwezomculo.
Umculo wangi-inspire kakhulu ekuculeni uRebecca Malope, noDeborah Fraser, noBenjamin Dube. Yibo abaculi abangi-inspireyayo ukuthi lami ze ngiqalise ezomculo. Mina ingoma ngiyazibhalela, ngizibhala futhi according to the Bible. Ngihlabela ingoma according to amaverse eBhayibhelini.
Isikhathi silomona Madube ulelizwi bani kubalaleli singena kuKhisimusi kunjenje?
Ngomnyaka ophelileyo ka-2020 ngikhiphe isingile song yami ethi Malusi nguJesu ethakazelelwe ngabantu kakhulu. I-albhamu yami entsha engikhiphileyo kathesi ithi Angilamahloni. Ngiyo likhangelele ingoma ezinjengezithi Angilamahloni, Jesu nguye uyingcwele. Izatholakala ku-YouTube ku-akhawunti ethi Family Praise Music. Ekuqineni kwako konke ngithanda ukuthi libe leKhisimusi enhle lo mnyaka omutsha omuhle. Liphephe ezingozini, ligeze izandla, social distancing kule coronavirus.
Siyabonga Madube ngempela ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ubhahile kulezi nsuku. Kumele abantu bananzelele. NguMpilo Dube esilayo kuhlelo Woza, Woza Friday. Ngithi happy and Merry Christmas kini lonke igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Yeah.
ehlukaniswa bothe sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Lanxa inani labatholakala bele COVID-19 lisehla, abalahlekelwa ngumphefumulo liqhubeka likhuphuka. Iningi labantu bakobulawayo lokhu lisendleleni emabhasini loba ezimoteni bedinga ukuyadlalela ikhisimusi ekhaya. Kuliviki uhlelo Woza Friday besihlangabeza usuku lwekhisimusi silomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo uMpilo Dube. Seligqoka-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Ngimeleke umsakazo wonke weStudio 7. Ngithi balaleli bakaStudio 7 libe lekhisimusi elithukela njalo ebusisiweyo. Ngokulalela kwenu asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani
murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.